As big as last week's game was, Brandon, I mean, this, you can distance yourself from these guys and kind of own from last year a little bit, don't you?
No, I wouldn't say we could distance ourselves from them. And, you know, there's still a lot of football left, and, every week's going to be a challenge. And, you know, we saw last year how it can go down to the last game. So we got to fight every game.
Can you talk about your quarterback? Kyle gets the player of the week this week. I mean, he's been proficient, threw 40-plus balls there, and still the only pick was Randy Moss at the end.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's done a great job of just managing the game and also taking advantage of the big play when we get the opportunity. He's doing a great job just throwing the ball. Just hats off to Kyle, man, but it all goes to how he prepares himself. He puts in a lot of work.
Randy, you guys tired of getting punked by the Chargers?
You know what? That's the past. This is a whole new team. It feels like a whole new organization. So when Coach got here, it was just a new start for everybody and everything.
What was it like to see Eddie get so involved?
It's exciting. It's exciting to see Eddie out there just doing what he's capable of doing. He's one of the better receivers in the league, and for him to get his opportunity to take advantage of him, proud of him.
When you look at Cromartie, how do you see that battle going down again? I know you guys have had your battles in the past.
Well, I mean, I think their whole secondary does a great job of, I think they're all fast and physical, but I think we're going against one of the better corners in the league, and Quentin Jammer. I'm looking forward to that battle. Quentin Jammer's, he's really, really tough player to go against.
Is this the rivalry for you guys now?
You know what? I mean, I think if we play against anybody in our division, it's a rivalry game. So this is just the next game on our schedule. I think they're an explosive team, one of the most talented teams we're going to face this year. So it's going to be a tough one for us again.
A little more so, though, the fact that beating you 5 out of 6, that doesn't enter your thinking?
I don't think about that. You know, this year is just a fresh start for everybody. You know, things change in the National Football League every year and every day.
And are you back to being your Pro Bowl self?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. You know, every year, you know, y'all can ask that question. You know, if I put up good numbers last year or, you know, the year before that, you know, it's just a matter of time before you get your opportunities. You know, if you come out and you're not making plays, you know, it's not because you're not as good. It's just, you know, you just got to play your role.
I just mean, your hip seems to be fine. You're in rhythm with your quarterback.
My hip.
After you missed the time in the offseason.
My hip. I had a 51-yard touchdown where I cut off my other hip. Stopped a couple times, jumped up. I think that shouldn't even be a question anymore.